The Lord woman is Elijah David, minister of the 12th hour. Apostolic Sabbath Church in Congregation Mount Zion, the 12th hour in Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is January 10, 2017, or Sebet 24, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song that I've written entitled, Let the Heavenly Light Shine Through. Oh, you would not alone, I thought a wonderful joy, yes, baby, I have to praise you. Not alone about his vast creation and love he can be. So draw near unto Yah, remember to pray, let the heavenly light shine through. And Yah will bless you any time, and you will have a heavenly home for you. Let the heavenly light shine through. Let the heavenly light shine through. And we'll have a heavenly home for you. There was not a pen of creation of earth if God had not come down. He spoke the word all creation heard, and the world that is in the bound. Then spoke the word, and the light appeared. He divided it from the night. And he also read his word. By his mind. Let the heavenly light shine through, let the heavenly light shine through, and we are in his mercy when it comes, and we'll have a heavenly home for you. Well, you climb up on a mountain and you look around, there's a green valley below, there's a moon up above that's shining with love, there's a peaceful river that flows. And the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and all that heaven can spare. And I think that this is just a chance of what the waiting is for them. Let the heavenly light shine through. Let the heavenly light shine through. Now let the mercy when they come, and we'll have a heavenly home for you. Part 14, Holy One, we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 50. Thus saith the Yahweh, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away, or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have you sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all, that it cannot redeem, or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I drop the sea, I make the rivers a wilderness, their fish stinketh, because there is no water, and dieth for the thirst. I clothe the heavens with the blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. For the Yahweh, the Elohim, hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season unto him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning, he wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. Yahweh Elohim hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that pluck off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitty, for the Yahweh Elohim will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me, who will contend with me. Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Yahweh Elohim will help me. Who is he that condemneth or condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Yahweh, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Yahshua and stay upon his Elohim, the Father. Behold, all ye that kindle the fire, that compass yourself about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand. You shall lie down in sorrow. Okay, now we have Isaiah 9:18 as a cross-reference to that statement. Let's go look at it. It says, for wickedness burneth as the fire, as shall devour the briars and thorns, and shall kindle in the thickets of the forest, and they shall mount up like the lifting up of smoke. Through the wrath of the Yahshua the host is the land darkened, and the people shall be as the fuel of the fire. No man shall spare his brother. He shall snatch on the right hand and be hungry. And he shall eat on the left hand, and they shall not be satisfied. They shall eat every man the flesh of his own arm. Ephraim, Manasseh. And they together shall be against Judah. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Then you go to Isaiah 5:25, and you get a confirmation more on that. So it says that, therefore is the anger of the Yahshua kindled against his people, and he has stretched forth his hand against them, and has smitten them, and the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the streets. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Okay, that's the end of chapter 50. Let's now go into chapter 51. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Yahweh. Let's do the son here, that seek the Yahshua. Because Hosea says they're going to come out of the land in the last days, and they're going to seek Yahshua their Savior and David their king. So this is what Isaiah is collaborating with. He said, look unto the rock. This is Yahshua, which you have hewn, and unto the hole of the pit which you are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Yahshua shall comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Yahshua. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. Okay, who is his people? Israel. And that's what he's saying. He says, hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. The hour shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes unto the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner, but my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Now that's a very key verse here. And Peter picks up this theme in the New Testament, 2 Peter 3:10. And he picks it up. Let's see what Peter has to say. 2 Peter 3:10. It says that, but the day of the Yahshua will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and all the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person are you to be in all holy conversation and righteousness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of the Yahweh, of the day of the Yahshua, this is the Son, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. And then you go to Micah, Rick has a prophecy on that, chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. And let's go look at Micah on that. Micah chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. And it says, arise, go to Nineveh. No, that's in Jonah. Micah 1, 2 to 4. Hear all ye people, hearken, O earth, and all that therein is. And let the Yahshua Messiah be witness against you, the Yahshua from his holy temple. For behold, Yahshua cometh forth out of his place, and will come down, and tread upon the high places of the earth. And the mountains shall be molten under him, and the valleys shall be cleft as wax before the fire, and as the waters that are poured down a steep place. For the transgression of Jacob is all this, and for the sins of the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what are the high places of Judah? Are they not Jerusalem? Therefore I will make Samaria an heap of the field, and as plantings of a vineyard. And I will pour down the stone thereof into the valley, and I will discover the foundation thereof. And all the graven images thereof shall be beaten to pieces, and all the houses thereof shall be burned with the fire, and all the idols thereof will I lay desolate. For she gathered it of the hire of an harlot, and they shall return to the hire of an harlot. Therefore I will wail and howl, I will go stripped and naked, I will make a wailing like the dragons, and in the morning says the owl. For her wounds is incurable, for it is come unto Judah. He is come unto the gate of my people, even to unto Jerusalem. Declare it not at Gath, weep ye not at all in the house of Ophrah. Ophra, roll thyself in the dust, pass ye away, thou inhabitant of Sephir, having thy shame naked, the inhabitants of Zanan came not forth in the morning of Beth Zeal, he shall receive of you his standing. For the inhabitant of Maoth waited carefully for good, but evil came down from the Yahweh unto the gate of Jerusalem. O thou inhabitant of Lachish, bind the chariot to the swift beast. She is with the beginning of the sin to the daughter of Zion. And who is the daughter of Zion? That's Judah. For the transgression of Israel were found in thee. That's found in Judah. See, the transgressions of Israel, the 10 tribes, that went north, separated from the 2 tribes in the south, Judah and Benjamin. So it says the same transgressions that was in them was found in Judah. So Yahweh had to come down and then punish Judah. Therefore shalt thou give presents to Moresh et Gath. The houses of Achzib shall be a lie to the kings of Israel. Yet will I bring an heir unto thee, O inhabitant of Merashah. He shall come unto Adullam, the glory of Israel. Okay, who is this heir? That's Yahshua. He's a lion that came from Moab, and Ammon, and Anam, and unto Adullam, the glory of Israel. Make thee bold, and pole thee for thy delicate children, and enlarge thy baldness as the eagle, for they are gone into captivity from thee. Then it says in Micah chapter 2, verse 1, woe unto them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand. And they covet fields, and take them by violence, and houses, and take them away, so they oppress a man and his house, even a man and his heritage. Therefore this saith to Yahweh, behold, against this family do I devise an evil, from which ye shall not remove your necks, neither shall ye go haughtily, for this time is evil. And that they shall once take up a parable against you, and lament with a doleful lamentation, and say, we be utterly spoiled. He hath changed the portion of my people. How hath he removed it from me? Turned away, he hath divided our fields. Therefore thou shalt have none. They shall cast a cord by lot in the congregation of the Yahweh. Prophesy ye not, say they. To them that prophesy, they shall not prophesy to them, that they shall not take shame. O thou that that are named the house of Jacob. Now, he's talking to those that are named the house of Jacob. He says, O thou that art named the house of Jacob, is the spirit of the Yahweh straitened? And he's asking the question, O thou that art named the house of Jacob, is the spirit of Yahweh straitened? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly? Even of late my people is risen up as an enemy. You pull off the robe with the garment from them that pass by security as men adverse from war. The women of my people have you cast out from their pleasant houses. From their children have you taken away my glory forever. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted. It shall destroy you even with a sore destruction. For man walking in the spirit and falsehood do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto thee of wine and of strong drink. He shall even be the prophet of this people. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. Talking about the 12 tribes. Of the 12 sons of Jacob, represents the 12 tribes. They were scattered, you know, 721 B.C., the 10 tribes into Assyria in the north, and the 2 tribes, Judah and Benjamin, in the south. They were separated one from another in 721 B.C. I will surely give the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as a sheep of Bozrah, as a flock in the midst of their foe. He shall make great noise by reason of the multitude of men. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them, and the Yahweh Yahshua on the head of them. This is the son, Yahshua, on the head of them. Okay, that ends Micah chapter 2. That's in Micah chapter 3. And I said, Hear, I pray ye, O heads of Jacob, and ye princes of the house of Israel. Is it not for you to know judgment, who hate the good and love the evil, who pluck off their skin from off them and their flesh from off their bones, who also eat the flesh of my people and flay their skin from off them, and they break their bones and chop them in pieces as for the pot and as flesh within the cauldron? Then shall they cry unto the Yahweh, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time, as they have behaved themselves ill in their doings. This saith Yahweh concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, Peace, and he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against them. Therefore night shall be unto you, that ye shall not have a vision, and it shall be dark unto you, that ye shall not divine, and the sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them. Then shall the seers be ashamed, and the diviners confounded, yea, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer of the Yahweh. But truly I am full of the power by the Spirit of Yahweh, and of the judgment, and of might, to declare unto Jacob, this is the 12 tribes of Israel, his transgression, and to Israel his sin. Now when it says Jacob, singular, it's talking about the house of David, tribe of Judah. And Israel, when it says Israel, singular, it's talking about the 10 tribes of Israel, separated with Jeroboam in the north in 721 B.C. to go and set up 2 altars and 2 golden calves, and to declare that these be the gods that delivered you out of Egypt, and blaspheming Yahweh and bringing his wrath down upon them, causing them to be carried away by their enemy north of them, the Assyrians, into Mesopotamia, just north of the river Euphrates. Hear this, I pray you. Well, as a matter of fact, they went into captivity in their own land because the Assyrian had spilled over into their land. They were, that's the reason it's called Assyria. They were in the land of Syria, which is the north part of Israel, belongs to the land of Israel. Hear this, I pray you, ye heads of the house of Jacob, and princes of the house of Israel, that abhor judgment and pervert all equity. They build Zion with blood and Jerusalem with equity. The heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money, Yet will they learn, lean upon Yahweh and say, is not the Yahweh among us? None can, evil can come upon us. Now this is actually not the Yahshua, the Son. They've been introduced to Yahshua, the Son. They knew that he was here on this earth, dwelling among his people that obey and keep his commandments. Those are the only ones that Yahshua's presence was found in. He's found in the presence of those that were obedient and keeping his commandments. It says in John 15:10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So, the Son was obligated to keep his Father's commandments, to abide in his Father's love, and then he was commanded to teach his people here on earth his commandments. And that's the commandments of the sanctuary, where it says in Psalm 77:13, thy way, O Yahweh, O Yahshua, is in the sanctuary. Therefore shall Zion for your sake be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of the forest. Micah 4. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of Yahweh shall be established on the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. Now this is a prophecy for the last days that we're in right now. And many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of Yeshua and unto the house of Elohim of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the Lord shall go forth to Zion, and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords in the plowshares, and their spears in the pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Yahshua, the host, has spoken it. For all people will walk every one in the name of his Elohim, and we will walk in the name of the Yahweh, our Elohim, forever and ever. In that day, saith Yahweh, will I assemble her that halteth, and I will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted, and I will make her that halteth a remnant, and her that was cast far off a strong nation, and the Yahweh shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth even forever. Okay, Micah 5:7 confirms that. In 8 it says, and the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people as the dew from the Yahshua, as the showers upon the grass that tarrieth not for man, and nor waiteth for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many people, as a lion among the beasts of the field, as a young lion among the flocks of the sheep, who, if he go through, both treadeth down and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver. Now let's go back to Micah 4. It says, verse 8, and thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion. So the tower of the flock is a temple that's in the midst of Judah, the tribe of Judah, the house of David. So this is the tower is the king, the leader, the visible leader here on earth. This antithetical David is this visible leader. And thou, O tower of the flock, that's the house of David, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion. Stronghold of the daughter of Zion. The house of David is the tower, that's the stronghold of the daughter of Zion. Unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion. The kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Now, why dost thou cry out aloud, is there no king in thee? Is that thy counselor perished? For pangs have taken thee as a woman in travail. Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even unto Babylon. There shalt thou be delivered. There the Yeshua shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. Now so many nations are gathered against thee that say, Let her be defiled, and let her eye look upon Zion. That they know not the thoughts of Yahshua, and neither understand they his counsel, for he shall give them as the sheaves into the floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make thine horn iron, and I will make thy hoofs brass, and thou shalt beat in pieces many people, and I will consecrate their gain unto the Yahshua, and their substance unto the Yahshua of the whole earth. Isaiah 41:15-16 confirms that as well. 41:15-16. We're doing a series in Isaiah 41:15-16. Said, behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Yahshua, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. That's Yahshua, the Holy One of Israel. Now we go back to Micah chapter 5 now. It says, verse 1, now give thyself in troops, O daughter of troops. He hath laid siege against thee. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. Okay, 1 Kings 22, verse 24 confirms that also. 1 Kings 22:24. It says that, but Zedekiah, the son of Shealtiel, went near and smote Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way went the Spirit of Yahweh from me to speak unto thee? And Micaiah is a true prophet in Israel. And this is a wicked king of Israel that went and smote him upon the cheek. And Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see in that day when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. And the king of Israel said, take Micaiah and carry him back and unto Ammon, the governor of the city, and unto Joash, the king's son, and say, thus saith the king, put this fellow in the prison, and feed him with bread of affliction, and with water of affliction, until I come in peace. Micaiah said, if thou return at all in peace, Yahweh hath not spoken by me. And he said, hearken, O people, every one of you. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth Gilead, and the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and enter into the battle, and but put thou on thy robes. And the king of Israel disguised himself and went into the battle. But the king of Syria commanded his 32 captains that had rule over his church, saying, fight neither with small nor great, save only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass when the captains of the church saw Jehoshaphat that they said, surely it is the king of Israel, and they turned aside to fight against him. And Jehoshaphat cried out. And it came to pass when the captains of the church perceived that it was not the king of Israel, that they turned back from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture and smote the king, that's Ahab, of Israel, between the joints of the harness. Wherefore he said unto the driver of his chariot, turn thine hand and carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day, and the king Ahab, the king of Israel, was stayed up in his chariot against the Syrians and died at even. And the blood ran out of the wound into the midst of the chariot. And there went a proclamation throughout the host about the going down of the sun, saying, every man to his tent and every man to his own country. So the king died, this Ahab, and was brought to Samaria, and they buried the king in Samaria. And one washed the chariot in the pool of Samaria, and the dogs licked up his blood, and they washed his armor, according unto the word of the Yahweh which he spake. Okay, that's the conclusion of that. Now we go back to Micah chapter 5. It says, verse 2, but thou Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be a little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler in Israel. Now, did you know that David was born in Bethlehem? Did you know Yahshua was born in Bethlehem of Judah? Whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Okay, now this is talking about Yahshua, this here. Bethlehem Ephratah, although thou beest little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler in Israel. Okay, so David came out of there, and Yahshua came out of there, and they both became rulers in Israel. Whose going forth had been from of old, from everlasting. That's Matthew 2, 5, and 6. So now we go read about Matthew 2, 5, and 6 and see what all it has to say. Okay. It says that, and they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. So did you know that Yahshua was called a king, but in his day, when he was born, he was identified as a governor coming out of Bethlehem. Then, Matthew chapter 2, verse 7. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Okay, so that's Yahshua, birth of Yahshua. Now we go back to Micah chapter 5, so verse 3, therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Yahshua and the majesty of the name of the Yahshua, his Savior and King, and they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. And this man shall be the peace where when the Assyrians shall come into our land, and when he shall tread in our palaces, then shall we raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 principal men, and they shall waste the land of Assyria with a sword, and the land of Nimrod, and the entrances thereof. Thus shall he deliver us from the Assyrian when he cometh into our land. For the Assyrian has come into our land. The Assyrian came into our land a long time ago in the form of the presidents of the United States. So when did that start? Well, I'd say that we could start with Franklin Roosevelt in 1933. So that'd be about 85 years ago, when he became president of the United States. And every president's followed him ever since have filled the position of the Assyrian that has come into our land. And when he treadeth within our borders, and the remnant of Jacob, this is a house of David, Judah, the lawgiver, one of the 12 sons of Jacob, shall be in the midst of many people as they do from the Yahshua, and as the showers upon the grass that tarrieth not for man, nor waiteth for the sons of man. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles, and in the midst of many people as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of the sheep, who, if he goeth through, both treadeth down and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver. Thine hand shall be lifted up upon thine adversaries, and all thine enemies shall be cut off. And it shall come to pass in that day, that's the last day that we're in now, saith the Yahshua, that I will cut off thy horses out of the midst of thee, that's the leadership, and I will destroy thy church. However, the church represents churches. And I will cut off the cities of thy land and throw down all thy strongholds. And I will cut off witchcrafts out of thine hand, and thou shalt have no more soothsayers. We had our last soothsayer with Gilead Center there in Kermit, Texas, 1970-2003. Verse 13, this is in Micah 5. Thy graven images also will I cut off, and thy standing images out of the midst of thee, and thou shalt no more worship the work of thine hand. And I will pluck up thy groves out of the midst of thee, so will I destroy thy city. And I will execute vengeance and anger and fury upon the heathen, such as they have not heard. That's the end of chapter 5. Let's go on into chapter 6 now. Micah, verse 1. Hear ye now what the Yeshua saith. Arise, contend thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear ye, O mountain, the Yeshua's controversy, and be ye strong foundation of the earth. For Yeshua hath the controversy with his people. Now this is Yeshua talking. This is the Son talking. And he will plead with Israel. O my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against thee. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servant. And I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, consulted, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him, from Shittim unto Gilgal, that ye may know the righteousness of the Yeshua. Wherewith shall I come before thee, Yahweh, and bow myself before the high Elohim? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Yeshua be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Yahweh require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Elohim. Yahshua's voice, this is the Son, crieth unto the city, this is the house of Israel. The day that were translated in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, the spiritual Israel of today, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name, hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed. Are there yet the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked, and the scant measure that is abominable? Shall I count them pure with the wicked balances, and with the bag of the deceitful ways? For the rich men thereof are full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Now when I read that verse 9, it says, Yahshua's voice crieth unto the city, the spiritual Israel of the day, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and the man of wisdom, meaning the prophet that has inspiration, Job 32:8 and 2 Timothy 3:16-17, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name, hear ye the rod. It's 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed? Okay. So hear the rod means the authority for Yahweh's government, and the one that appointed. Which the Son, Yahshua, appointed it. So you're to hear him, and you're to hear his message. Alright. Are there yet the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked? See, after he restores the sanctuary system and tells them to hear the rod, to repent and confess your sins, get rid of their sin, then he's asking the question, are they yet the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked? That's talking about the spiritual Israel that would not repent, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and the scant measure that is abominable. Verse 11, shall I count them pure with the wicked balances and with the bag of deceitful ways? For the rich men thereof are full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Therefore also will I make thee sick and smiting thee, and making thee desolate because of thy sin. Thou shalt eat, but not be satisfied, and thy casting down shall be in the midst of thee. And thou shalt take hope, but shalt not deliver. And that which thou deliverest will I give up to the sword. Thou shalt sow, but thou shalt not reap. Thou shalt tread the olives, but thou shalt not anoint thee with oil. And sweet wine, but shalt not drink wine. for the statutes of Omri are kept in all the works of the house of Ahab, and ye walk in their counsels, that I should make thee a desolation, and the inhabitants thereof of a hissing. Therefore you shall bear the reproach of my people." Okay, that ends Micah chapter 6. Let's go in Micah chapter 7, verse 1. "Woe is me, for I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the grape gleanings of the vintage. There is no pleasure to eat. My soul desired the first ripe fruit. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward, and the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire, so they wrap it up. The best of them is as a briar, the most upright is sharper than a thorn edge. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh, now shall be their perplexity. Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son that honoreth the father, the daughter rises up against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house." And you can go to Matthew 10:35-36 and confirm that here in the New Testament. Matthew 10:35-36. Okay, let's look at it. It says, "For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foe shall be they of his own household." It says in Micah 7, verse 7, "Therefore I will look unto the Yeshua. I will wait for the king of my salvation." In other words, I will wait for the high priest, Yeshua, the Messiah, of my salvation, because he's playing the role of the high priest when he buys my salvation today. He buys my salvation with his blood. But he can only do that by officiating in the first apartment in the heavenly sanctuary on a daily basis. And that's how we meet with him at his divinely appointed times during the day, each day, and bring our petitions before him. If we have any sins to confess of, we bring those, and he will hear and forgive us and blot out our sins. And he's our high priest. He's our mediator. That's what it says here. "For the Son dishonoreth the Father." Okay, no. Verse 7, "Therefore I will look unto the Yeshua." I will wait for the Yeshua of my salvation, for my Yeshua will hear me. "Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Yeshua shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Yeshua, because I have sinned against him. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness." And that's Psalm 37, verse 6. David laid the foundation for this. And Psalm 37, verse 6. "And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday." Then it says in Psalm 37:7, "Rest in Yeshua and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon Yeshua, they shall inherit the earth." Okay, so Yeshua is going to come down here, and those that wait for him to come, he's going to receive us unto himself, that where he is, there we may be also. And he says we're going to inherit this new earth. And where is this new earth is going to be at? It's going to be made right here in the place where this old earth was. This old earth is going to pass away. And he says, "Behold, in Revelation, I create new heavens and new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth shall pass away." And he says he's going to create the new heaven and new earth right here where this and here has passed away. So in Psalm 37, verse 10, For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. Psalms 35:16. There's a cross-reference also to that. It says that, with the hypocritical mockers and feasts, they gnash upon me with their teeth. Okay. Yahshua, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lion. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me, and said, Aha, aha, I have seen it. This thou hast seen, O Yahshua. Keep not silence, O Yahshua. Be not far from it. Stir up thyself, and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my Savior, and my Redeemer. Judge me, O Yahshua, my King, according unto thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. This is David talking here. David is the Holy One of Israel at this time. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Yahshua be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And thy tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. All right, that's the end there of that Psalms 35, verse 28. Now we go back to Micah chapter 7. And it says in verse 10, Then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her, which saith unto me, Where is the Yahshua thy Redeemer? Mine eyes shall behold her. Now shall she be trodden down as a mile of the streets. In the day that thy walls are to be built, in that day shall the decree be far removed. In that day also he shall come even unto thee from Assyria, and from the fortified city, and from the fortress even into the river, and from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. Now in Joel 2:17 we have another statement here along this line. Daniel, Hosea, Joel 2:17. Let the priests, the ministers of the Yahshua, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, Spare thy people, O Yahshua, and give not thine heritage to reproach. That the heathen should rule over them, wherefore should they say among the people, Where is their Elohim? Then will Yahshua be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Yahshua will answer and say unto his people, Behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and you shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen, that's just Gentiles, that I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive them into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hind part toward the utmost sea, and his stink shall come up, and his ill savor shall come up, because he hath done great things. And you go to Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 1 through 6, and it talks about this army of the northern army, that he's going to drive afar off. And that's Gog and Magog, as found in Ezekiel 39:1-6. Let's turn and read that right quick. It says, Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog, and say, Thus saith the Yahweh Elohim, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. This is your Russia, and this is all of her communist affiliates, nations, and I will turn thee back and leave about the sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north parts and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel, and I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that is with thee. I will give unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field, to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith Yeshua Messiah. And I will send a fire on Magog, this is on Russia, those heathen communist nations, and among them that dwell courteously in the isles, the Gentiles that dwell courteously in the islands, and they shall know that I am the Yeshua. And so you go to Isaiah 66, verse 19, and you can confirm what those isles are. Isaiah 66:19. Let's go read it. It says, and I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nation, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, that draw the bow to Tubal and Avan, to the isles afar off, that I have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. This is what I just said a while ago. Those isles contain the Gentiles. And they're affiliated with this northern army of Gog and Magog. They dwell carelessly in the isles. So Yahweh's going to send those that escaped of Israel, those that come through the first judgment of the house of Israel, the 144,000, he's going to send them to their Gentile brethren in the isles. So the nations, and they're going to gather a remnant out of all of those nations and islands of the world. And they're going to bring them to Yahweh's holy mountain. It says so about here. In Isaiah 66, and they shall, Isaiah 66, verse 20, and they shall bring all your brethren, that's the Gentile brethren, for an offering unto, that's the remnant, those that come through the judgment, that are sanctified, purified, made white, that become perfect, unto the Yeshua out of all nations, upon horses, and in chariots, and in litters, and upon mules, and upon swift beasts, of my holy mountain. Jerusalem said to Yeshua, as the children of Israel bring an offering and a clean vessel unto the house of the Yeshua. And I will also take of them from the Gentiles, I'm going to take from the Gentiles now, for priests and for Levites, saith the Yeshua. In other words, they're going to be made leaders, ministers over their own people, out of wherever they come out of, wherever they come from. For as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, saith Yeshua, so shall your seed and your name remain. So it says, as new heavens and the earth that remain before me, so shall your seed, that's the house of Israel seed, and the house of the Gentile seed shall remain before him. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yeshua. And you go to Leviticus 23 and you can read about verse 24. Leviticus 23 talks about the new moon Sabbath. It's a holy day. It's the first day of every Jewish calendar month. There. The new moon starts the first day of each month in Israel. For the house of Israel. And it's a holy day. It's a Sabbath day. Leviticus 23:24 says so. Okay, and then the seventh day Sabbath is found at the beginning of Leviticus 23, and also in Genesis chapter 20, also in Exodus chapter 31, verse 12 to 18, talks about the Sabbath days, not only the seventh day Sabbath, but all the holy days, they're forever. And then it says in Psalms 89:34, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that's gone out of my lips. So that right there solidifies and cements Yahweh's law of his Sabbath, holy Sabbath day, cements them forever in eternity in their place. All right, let's go back now to Micah chapter 7. We're getting close to the end of our study for this hour. It says, and that day that thy walls are to be built, and that day shall the decree be far removed. Okay, now you go to Amos now, chapter 9, and read about that wall being built, and this is a prophecy for the last days as well. chapter 9, verse 11. This Amos chapter 9, verse 11. Let's go read it right quick. It says that in that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David. Now that's who we're, that's the house that we're put in charge of right now, of the tribe of Judah, one of the sons of Jacob, that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom. Now who is Edom? Esau. Esau was the firstborn son of a Hebrew father, Isaac. But he was separated from his Hebrew brother, twin brother, Jacob. And of all, so Esau became the king of Edom, and Jacob became the king of Israel. The king of Israel. And of all the heathen, which doesn't say king of Israel, King Saul was the first king of Israel, all right, but Jacob was the first one to receive the name of Israel, and the 12 sons were come from him. And of all the heathen which are called by my name, saith Yahshua that built thee. Behold, the days come, saith Yahshua, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed. And the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. This is all the churches, all of the Israel, and those that didn't come through the judgment, all the Gentile churches that didn't come through the judgment, they're represented by the hills, they're going to melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build a waste city, and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards, and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon the land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith Yeshua, my Savior. That's the end of Amos chapter 9. Now we're going to finish up Micah 7 and finish our sermon for the day. Who is a Yahweh like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity? And this is verse 18, Micah 7. That's passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. That has to be done before he can redeem and save us by his blood. We have to completely confess, repent, and get rid of our sins. The only way we can get rid of them, he's confessing to Yahshua, and his blood will wash them away, and that's the only way you can get rid of them. Thou wilt perform the truth. Truth? What is the truth? Psalms 119, verse 142. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is with the truth. Okay, so it says right here, last verse in Micah 7, verse 20. Thou wilt perform the truth unto Jacob. That's the 12 tribes of Israel, 144,000. And the mercy unto Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. We'll go now close this service with Psalms 105, verse 8, 9, and 10. And see what we have here. It says, he hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. Which covenant he made with Abraham, and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and unto Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee, Israel, will I give the land of Canaan the lot of your inheritance, when they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong, yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. That prophecy still stands today. That command still stands today, that you don't do his prophets any harm. And I represent one of these prophets that is connected to chain links of all the prophets down to our time. And I can prove it by the chain links of prophecy, because I understand how to connect up all the chain links of prophecy from Genesis clear to the Revelation. I've been 48 years with this commission, And it's getting better every day. Thank you. And we want to close this service now with a song. Okay, this is a song that I've written. Draw me now, Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah. Oh,